Parents usually hear about sensory processing disorder, SPD, in one of several ways. You may have been told your child has sensory issues after you had them evaluated through your state's Early Intervention, EI, program, which you called because you suspected language delays or observed unusual behaviors. Or perhaps your child was born prematurely or was adopted from another country, and you were told to contact Early Intervention if you noticed any developmental delays. You might even have been told to be on the lookout for sensory problems in your premature or adopted baby, and now you suspect they have them. Maybe your child is having difficulty in school, and a perceptive school psychologist, teacher, or pediatrician mentioned SI dysfunction or SPD. Or it could be you have a child with autism, and you want to learn how to address their sensory issues. Then again, you may have heard about this book from someone familiar with sensory difficulties, or you may have surfed the internet for help with your child's unusual behaviors, and you came across the term. Whether your child has extremely mild sensory sensitivities that concern you, or severe sensory issues that dramatically interfere with their and your life, there's a lot that can be done to help. If you have just begun the process of finding out what sensory issues are all about and what you need to do, you may want to turn right away to Part 2, Addressing Your Child's Sensory Needs, to learn about getting an evaluation, occupational therapy, and practical solutions for everyday problems and activities you can start using immediately. What is sensory processing? Sensory processing refers to how people use the information provided by all the sensations coming from within the body and from the external environment. We usually think of the senses as separate channels of information, but they actually work together to give us a reliable picture of the world and our place in it. Your senses integrate to form a complete understanding of who you are, where you are, and what is happening around you. Because your brain uses information about sights, sounds, textures, smells, tastes, and movement in an organized way, you assign meaning to your sensory experiences, and you know how to respond and behave accordingly. If, when walking through a shopping mall, you smell a powerful, sweet scent, you are able to identify it as a candle or essential oil and realize you are walking past a store selling bath supplies. You may linger a moment to enjoy it, or hurry by to escape it. Impairments in sensory processing have long been recognized as symptoms of stroke, multiple sclerosis, vertigo, an equilibrium disorder, and other medical conditions. However, in the 1970s, occupational therapist Dr. A. Jean Ayers laid the foundation for developmental SI dysfunction theory and practice. Ayers recognized that impaired sensory integration interfered with learning and development in the children she worked with. Since then, occupational therapists such as Lorna Jean King, Winnie Dunn, and Patricia Wilbarger, and other professionals, have built on Ayers's work, drawing on clinical experience and research in neuropsychology, neurology, and child development. First-hand insider accounts by people with sensory challenges, such as Temple Grandin and Dr. Don Prince Hughes, helped further our understanding of sensory processing differences, which are estimated to affect anywhere from 10 to 15% of children. These professionals and researchers found that different sensory preferences and intolerances affect play, work, learning, social interactions, and everyday activities such as dressing and eating, and that there are specific techniques and strategies that can improve a person's ability to integrate and use sensory information.